I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 2nd. The city of Quincy wants to buy the Wollaston Congregational Church. Tonight, the Quincy City Council will hear a request from Mayor Thomas Koch and Council President Ian Kane to purchase the Wollaston Congregational Church at the corner of Winthrop and Lincoln Avenues on Wollaston Hill for $1.1 million. The city wants to purchase the church to preserve the property, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and to ensure the continuance of programs and uses now benefiting the community. The current stone church building was built in 1926. Also on tonight's City Council agenda, a public hearing regarding the new property tax rates. The city is proposing to use $2 million in free cash to reduce the tax rate for next year. The meeting begins at 6:30 at Quincy City Hall. A man is hospitalized after a stabbing in Quincy. Police say the stabbing occurred in a rooming house at 1229 C Street on Howes Neck. At about 4:30 Saturday morning, one man stabbed another man in the leg and then fled the scene. The victim was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, and a warrant has been issued for the suspect's arrest. Police say the men are known to each other. No injuries reported after a chimney fire in Quincy. The fire broke out in the chimney of the single-family home at 61 Manet Avenue on Howes Neck at about 3:30 Saturday afternoon. Quincy firefighters quickly doused the blaze and damage was minimal. Police in Braintree are investigating a head-on crash which injured four people on Sunday morning. Just before 1 a.m. on Sunday, Braintree police responded to a head-on crash on Union Street, which left multiple people injured and trapped. Police said four people were transported to the hospital, with at least one with serious and potentially life-threatening injuries. Union Street was closed in both directions between McCusker Drive and Liberty Street as the State Police Accident Reconstruction Team investigated the crash. The condition of the victims is still unknown. The Quincy Planning Board has approved a proposal for a new development at the site of the TJ Maxx and Burger King Plaza along Granite Street in Quincy Center. The board approved the Grossman Company's proposal to demolish the restaurant and a portion of the shopping plaza and build a seven-story, 256-unit apartment complex with ground-level retail and commercial space. Now, the plans also call for a two-story parking garage and ground-level parking with a total of 517 parking spaces. Attorney David Mahoney explained that the project has been fully reviewed by the city, an independent panel, and the public. The planning board placed 20 conditions on the project, many dealing with drainage, landscaping, and deliveries. Quincy's free seasonal outdoor skating rink is opening for the season today. This year, the rink is located on Dennis Ryan Parkway across from the Quincy Courthouse, next to the Kilroy Square parking garage. The rink will be open 7 days a week from noon until 8 p.m. through the end of February vacation. Skating and skate rentals will be provided free of charge again this year. The rink is larger than last year's and will be staffed by Quincy Department of Natural Resources workers. Quincy residents can reserve skate times during peak weekend hours by visiting quincyrec.com or quincyma.gov. Well, the combined Quincy-North Quincy Marching Band won first place overall in yesterday's Quincy Christmas Parade. The combined band earned 97.4 points to place first, followed by bands from Leominster at second and the Immaculate Heart of Mary coming in third place. In the float competitions, Montelio's Bakery won the George White Award for Best Commercial Float. The Quincy Parks Conservancy won Best Commercial Float. The Best Specialty Float went to the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Quincy Catholic Academy won the Father Thomas Tierney Grand Prize for Best Non-Commercial Float and a $2,000 prize. St. John's Collaborative won first place in the non-commercial float category and a $1,500 prize. Second place in the non-commercial float category, and $1,000 went to the Quincy Lodge of Elks. Quincy High School placed third in that category and won $750. The Friends of Quincy Recreation won fourth place in the non-commercial float category, and North Quincy High School placed fifth in that category. Both won $500. A community meeting will be held on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy to discuss a plan to extend the lease that Quarry Hills Associates has to operate the golf course and clubhouse by 50 years. That meeting being hosted by Quincy at-large counselor Scott Campbell. A community meeting will also be held on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Beechwood Knoll School regarding the Sailor's Home Pond Restoration Project. Quincy Natural Resources Commissioner Dave Murphy, environmental scientist Heather Liss, and the contractor will make a presentation and then be available for questions. The Bar Association of Norfolk County holding a free walk-in legal clinic at the Quincy Courthouse. Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m., attorneys experienced in all areas of the law will be available for private consultations, and no appointment is necessary. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch's Good Scout Breakfast will be held this Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at the Terrell Room. Good Scout Awards will be presented to former Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll and Coastal Heritage Bank CEO Bob Taravecchia. You can visit qfos.org for tickets and more information. Quincy Symphony Orchestra's Tis the Season Symphony and Song Holiday Concert will be held this Thursday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Quincy High School. The Quincy Public Schools Combined High School Choral Group and the John Adams Orchestra will be part of the performance, and the funds will benefit the Quincy Public Schools music programs. Tickets are available at Coddington Hall and at both high schools. Dove Domestic Violence Ended here in Quincy will receive a grant of over $82,000 from the Federal Violence Against Women Act grant program. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office will receive a grant of almost $157,000 from the Human Trafficking Enforcement and Training Grant Program to provide referral services of victims of commercial sexual exploitation. Check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 188 points. The NASDAQ rose 157. The S&P added 33. World stocks are mixed, with China leading gains as monthly surveys showed improving conditions for manufacturing, partly driven by a surge in orders ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration next month. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, Colts beat the Patriots at Gillette Stadium yesterday, 25-24. Cleveland beat the Celtics, 115-111. The Seas will be hosting Miami tonight at 7:30. Bruins beat the Canadiens, 6-3. In the 100th anniversary game of the original six NHL teams, the Detroit Red Wings come to the Garden tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, with a high of 37 degrees. For tonight, clear, very cold, lows into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 38, partly sunny on Wednesday, the high 40. And on Thursday, some showers, maybe some mixed precipitation. Milder, high Thursday, 43. The boater today waves about a foot. West winds, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 11:43 a.m. Sunrise at 6:54, sets at 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 2nd.